Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Sooner or later, gotta cut you down. Go tell that long-tongued liar.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. As always, we're going right to the front lines of history in the making. It's being made as we speak. And as always, we're giving away a free T-shirt to the third caller today. For Devil Radio T-shirt, custom designed by Crudy himself. A lot of places we could start. I'll tell you where I'm going to start. Controversy with Russia, with the commie Ruskies. I'm going to give you the background, tell you my take on it. Joe Biden was giving a interview with George Stephanopoulos. George Stephanopoulos is a crafty, wily son of a gun. And he loves to slip in questions that are extraordinarily provocative. And at the end, or near the end of the interview, he said to Biden, "Do you think Vladimir Putin is a killer?" Now, obviously, Vladimir Putin is a killer. He directed the poisoning of people in London, the murder of somebody in Berlin. He has Alexei Navalny in prison, his chief opponent, tried to poison him. Of course, he's a killer. The heads of most authoritarian governments are killers. The crown prince of Saudi Arabia is a killer. Chainsaw Charlie, who killed Jamal Khashoggi. But what Biden said was, yes. Yes. Immediately, all the headlines are Biden accuses Putin of being a killer. Putin, to save face, recalls the Russian ambassador to the United States from Washington, D.C. for, quote, consultation, end quote. The speaker of the Russian Duma, which is their fake parliament, is beholden to Putin, denounces Biden and the United States. Now, let's unpack all of this. Putin is a killer. The truth is that he had his hooks into Donald Trump. He had his hooks into Donald Trump because they've given him a lot of money over the years. That's where they get their funding. And Putin's going to have the ability to forgive a lot of loans that Donald Trump is on the hook for. Donald Trump owes about $400 million, and he won't say who it's to. Manhattan DA knows who it's to. They have his tax returns right now. So it's important for Biden, any U.S. president coming in, to change that, to push back on Putin really hard. What I believe is that Biden says things off the top of his head without consulting other people in our intelligence services, State Department, the NSA, and game this out. Should he call Putin a killer? Maybe. Yeah, maybe. But I want to hear what Tony Blinken has to say about that, the Secretary of State. I want to hear about what Sullivan, the head of the NSA, thinks. I want to hear what the head of the CIA thinks. And I want to hear what the head of the FBI thinks. You don't just say it off the top of your head in response to a wise guy questioned by a sly, crafty questioner. Biden's been around a long time. It may be that the correct response would have been, there have been people killed in London, in Berlin. Alexei Navalny was poisoned. This happened with the knowledge and at the direction of Putin. The difference between that and saying Putin is a killer is it takes the street jive out of this. It takes the in-your-face out of this. It does not result in the recall of the ambassador. On the other hand, it might very well be that Tony Blinken, Sullivan, the head of the NSA, okay, the head of the CIA and the FBI would have all said, yeah, I think it's time to call him out. They'll recall the ambassador as a face saver for consultations. And that drives a wedge between the strategy of Trump, which was subservience because of money, and frankly, because in my opinion, the Steele report was true about a pervert video, a coprophile video starring Trump, where the commie Ruskies set him up in a Moscow hotel room and taped him. And even if that video didn't exist, he's still subservient. In Helsinki, Trump said, well, why would Putin do that, hack into our election? I just talked to him. He said he didn't do it. I trust Putin over the CIA and the FBI. You have to get rid of that stain. The question is the best way to get rid of that stain simply saying the guy's a killer? You know, you walk up to him on the street in a city and go, you're a killer. Or is there another way to do it? I think my objection to what Biden did was that he has a penchant for just right off the cuff, and there is no stronger Biden supporter in the state than me. Going back to April of 2019, a lone voice on this station and a lot of stations. But I got to say to my friend Joe Biden, Joe, start thinking about what you say. If you do it, mean it. But don't shoot it off just to agree with George Stephanopoulos, a crafty, wily old muskie who lies at the bottom of the stream and never gets caught. And he knows his way around, his whiskers twitch, and he tries to trap people. You know, it was not dissimilar the same day, right at the same time, almost different interview. They asked Biden about Governor Andrew Cuomo. There's an investigation in place by Letitia, by the Attorney General of New York. There's an orderly process. So far, there are six complainants. One of them was running for mayor of Manhattan. I strike that, borough president of Manhattan, which is one of the five boroughs of New York City. The mayor's the mayor of all five. She's not running for that, but she's running for borough president of Manhattan. And now says she won't cooperate with the impeachment investigation. Another one claims that she felt uncomfortable by things that Cuomo said. And she says she thinks the impeachment investigation is rigged and won't cooperate. They don't want to go under oath. The three others, one was at a wedding with a lot of people around. And he just has his hands on her shoulders looking at her. Says, can I hug you? At a wedding in front of a lot of people. The two others say he made suggestive remarks. Maybe he did. This investigation will point it out. What Biden did, he's asked about this, and he says, well, if they prove to be true, he should resign. And then he shoots his mouth off again, and he says, and Cuomo, he may even be prosecuted. That is absurd. Biden never said that Donald Trump should be prosecuted for raping Jean Carroll and grabbing 23 women between the legs, including a woman. They're sitting in first class on a commercial flight whom he doesn't know. And they start to talk, and he reaches over the armrest, slides his hand between her legs. This is Donald Trump. Joe Biden and the others in the Democratic Party never said that Trump should resign for that. So here's the deal, Joe. You're a good man. Supported you early on. I support you 100%, and I'm supporting you again in 2024 when Trump or one of his acolytes runs against you. But stop shooting your mouth off. And if you're going to say something about a foreign leader and call him out, a guy who has 7,200 nuclear weapons, and I know we have 7,200 nuclear weapons, and I know that they're toast in any confrontation, and I know we're not going to a confrontation over this, but if you want the Russian ambassador recalled for consultation and make it difficult for you in a face-to-face with Putin where in private you can tell him things, okay, if that's what you want, game it out. Get the input from the Secretary of State, the head of the CIA, and the head of the NSA. And don't just slide it in like you're BSing with some crafty journalist. That's my advice. Of course, it will not be taken. Don't expect it will be taken. But there you have it. There you have it. Russia right now is working with China against U.S. interests south of our border, according to the military people who have that command, the admiral and the general. The admiral and the general. They, for instance, China is giving Latin America vaccines, and we're losing leverage. China's gaining leverage. Huawei, the crooked 5G company in China, whom we'd kept out of South America, Brazil just now announced that Huawei can bid on their 5G network. Brazil's a big country. That's a very big deal. China is doing what it's been doing in Central Asia and Africa, building ports, sucking up to locals who are poor, and we're standing by and doing nothing about it. Russia's with them in on this. Russia and China hate each other. 1969, they fought a little war over an island, they both claim. They killed soldiers on both sides. They've been historic enemies for 1,000 years, and we can't figure out how to divide them? What's going on? Come on, guys. Trump is the cause originally, of course. Trump is the cause. But you can't keep singing that all along. Let's get started. We're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. Right back after the break.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.